I'm Patty Murray in Green Bay, and the area around Lambeau Field here was ominously quiet today. A few fans drifted between the Hall of Fame and the gift shop. Judy Klima has followed the Packers since she was a little girl.
My dad used to have breakfast with a lot of the old Packers at the Y, and this is going to be a real change for everybody in Green Bay.
The Green Bay Packers confirmed the retirement rumors this morning. Brett Favre says he intends to retire after 16 years on Green Bay's frozen tundra. Of course, fans here were expecting Favre to retire eventually. He is 38 years old. For years, the offseason tradition here has been debating whether or not the three-time MVP will come back to the team one more year. Richard Erickson says many athletes stay in the game too long, and he respects Favre for knowing when to leave.
This guy has been just fantastic for all these years and going out on top, and on top of that, he's a great guy.
It just won't be the same.
Mike Heft writes for the Green Bay Press-Gazette. When he hit the coffee shops this morning, Packer fans were digesting the news along with their breakfasts.
Even though people are still pulling for the Packers next year under Aaron Rodgers, the new quarterback, it's just... Just a different thing. It's so much of our identity is tied up with the team.
Brett Favre is credited with putting the title back in Titletown, Green Bay's nickname from the Vince Lombardi era. Favre led the team to a Super Bowl victory in 1997. Over at Titletown Brewing Company, owner Brent Weicker says the retirement news is all that anyone's talking about.
It's kind of funny. There's a buzz everywhere, and some people are depressed about it. Some are like, oh, you know, we had it good. And I just talked to a gentleman that thinks he might come back still. So
that gentleman would be Bob Savage, and this guy knows football. He was a linebacker for the 1974 Chicago Bears. Savage says Favre will rank as one of the great quarterbacks. Last season, he broke Dan Marino's record for career touchdown passes and for the most passing yards. Savage says the operative word in today's news is that Favre intends to leave the game.
You know, if he was crippled or really hurt or couldn't play up to his potential, I can see where he'd hang it out, but he's still got it, and he'll be back. Mark my words.
Savage's lunch partner is Doug Cronert. They chat, drink iced tea, and share old football stories. Cronert used to hang out with Favre in the early 90s.
Yes, there were some wild times, but, you know, with being the same age, just seeing the things he can still do on the football field is just amazing. But if he does hang it up, I wish them all the best.
As do many fans here, who lament that even an average performance by Brett Favre is better than the performance by most quarterbacks in the NFL. For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray in Green Bay.